Welcome. This is Sonia Riccotti, and this is Manifesting Money Masterclass, module number 5. Okay, well, this is it. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you make things happen. Now, we've done 4 other modules, and hopefully you've done all 4 modules up till now, and you've done all the exercises. It's really important that you follow through with everything in this program, including listening to the AM and PM activations for financial abundance, where you're listening to the AM activations in the morning and the PM activations in the evening. You know, just following everything in this program to a T, including listening to those activations, you'll be amazed at the results you will have in your life, not only around money, which is our main focus, but in every area of your life. So I'm highly encouraging you to make sure that you don't start this module until you've done the other 4. Now, what's interesting is that we are going to take you from whatever you're making right now financially and take you here. That is what we're going to be doing. And that's what this whole program has been about. It's about really focusing on the inner game. It's focusing on now on the outer game. And it's really about bringing it all together and being able to move forward and manifest incredible things in your life. And really finally achieve that financial freedom that would make you happy, the financial freedom that you truly deserve. This is it. So first of all, I think it's important that I share with you how I generate multiple sources of income. And, you know, I talked about that in module number 4. That is how the top 3% of people, or, you know, the top percentage of people who make most of the money on the planet, it's because they generate multiple sources of income. There aren't many people out there that just do a 9-to-5 job, if any, that are, you know, making, that are millionaires, for instance. It's really hard unless they have things on the side, or they were born into money, or they won a lottery, or they have an inheritance, which is all great stuff too. But if that's not your situation, the best way to do it is to generate multiple sources of income. So what I wanted to do is share with you what I do, so you know what I do, because some of you want to do what I do to begin with, or similar to what I do. And so I'm going to share how I make my money and am able to make 7 figures a year in my business, and more than that, actually. And so, you know, so you have an idea, but that doesn't mean you need to do this, because after I share that, I'm going to share with you a lot of different ideas. So hopefully it'll trigger some ideas in your mind. At this point, you've just written 10, if you've done the exercise, and I'm hoping you did, because it's super important. Remember, this is your life and you're taking action to make things happen. The last exercise in the previous module was that you needed to find 10 new ways to make money. 10 ways to make new money. And it may have been difficult for you, or it may not, I'm not sure. But the thing is that just expanding your mind to actually see all the different ways you can make money is really a huge way to expand yourself, to allow yourself to open up to receive money. And so just because I asked you to find 10 ways, that doesn't mean now I'm going to tell you, now I want you to do all 10 things. And so I hope you didn't pick 10 things that are small things, because there's no way you could do 10 big things. Because the truth is, you have to do what feels right for you, right to you. Like if it's something that's really deep within you and you're very passionate about, then remember, then it won't feel like work. And so only you know what's best for you. And so I'm going to be giving you other ideas, so that way either A, there might be something there that you'd be interested in, or B, it might trigger some ideas in other areas. And then we'll have an exercise at the end to finish this off. So how I generate my income is, as many of you know, I'm an author. I have a couple of books in bookstores right now. One of them is called The Law of Attraction, Plain and Simple, Create the Extraordinary Life That You Deserve. And the second book that I wrote is called Unsinkable, How to Bounce Back Quickly When Life Knocks You Down. Now, you see there's a lot of books there. Those two books, but they're in different languages, sold in different countries around the world. I never counted, but my books are sold everywhere around the world. Indonesia, India, Korea, Germany, France, all over the place. And it's super exciting. So my messages are really getting out there in the world. So I get royalties. And so because I got mine published by a publisher, you don't need a publisher to publish a book, by the way, and I'm going to be talking about that later. That's one of the ideas, is it's writing a book. You don't need to have a, you can have a publisher. It just takes a while, one, to get a publisher, and two, after you finish writing the book, it takes like a year, year and a half before it's even in bookstores. So it depends how quickly you want to get this done. And there's pros and cons to both. And self-publishing is great because you get more money per book when you sell one. But when you publish a book with a publisher, especially if it's a high-profile publisher, you make a lot less per book. A lot less. I think I make about $1 a book, $1 a book. But they're able to get you everywhere, you know, sell you, be able to get your books everywhere in bookstores and around the world, and get publishers around the world to buy the rights to your book in their language and that kind of stuff. So there's pros and cons to both. You know, so you need to figure out which one is better for you. The easiest is definitely self-published, where you can write a book in 3 days and upload it to Kindle and start selling it. So just so you know, another way I make money, this is a huge portion of the money I make, is actually through affiliate marketing. And if you've been on my list for a while, you'll know that I have promoted various affiliate marketing products. Just the products themselves, teaching you how to do affiliate marketing. And the main reason I do that and offer that is because I know that this works. So if you're able to build a list, build a community, you will then be able to create a relationship with this community and then offer them great offers and products, and you'll get a commission. And so, and I'll explain that in a little bit as well, but that's a huge one for me. I managed to build a really big community and a huge platform. And so, that alone, I'm pretty sure I'll be making 7 figures just in affiliate marketing this year. So, you know, that is pretty amazing. And, so that is a really huge part of it. So if anyone tells you that that doesn't work, it's usually probably somebody who didn't do it properly or started it and gave up. So what this means is, I'm not saying that if you do affiliate marketing, building a list and building a community and starting promoting things to them, that you'll be making 7 figures, because it took me a long time to actually build the community that I created. But that doesn't mean you can't make, you know, $1,000 a month just doing that, or $5,000 a month, depending how big your mailing list is. You might start with 2,000 people, then 5,000 and 10,000, and slowly build. But it's definitely an easy source of income for you, because you don't have to leave your home to do it. You could do it at night. You could do it before you go to work. It's an easy way to do. Anyway, I'll explain a little bit more in a bit. I create products. Mine are all digital, actually. I don't even have any hard, except for my books, which are in bookstores, but, you know, I don't have any physical products. They're all digital, which means they're all virtual and online. I have the Unsinkable Bounce Back System. I've got this course as well. And so I sell them through telesummits, teleseminars. I do most of my selling online. And the best way to do that is by offering great value to people. And to me, it's always been about helping people. And if I can also make a great living helping people, I'm in heaven, because it's perfect, because it's a win-win for everybody. And so, you know, I do webinars, and there's different ways of getting traffic to your website to sell your programs and things like that. And then there's investments. I make money on investments, but that's not really a very huge one for me. I don't know anything about investing. It says they're 401k. I'm in Canada, so we have RSPs. And yeah, I have RSPs that I have. I once used to have RSPs, and I cashed them all in because I needed the money way back when I was having financial problems. And now I'm back to having RSPs again, which is great. And to be honest, the percentage you get for interest is so low. It's not even, to me personally, I don't think it's even worth it. The only reason I do it is because I get to save on taxes. That's the only reason. I don't know if it's like that in the US, but in Canada, you know, if you buy $20,000 in RSPs, then, you know, you could take you save taxes on $20,000 of your income that year. So, that's the reason why I do it. The other thing I also, which is great, easy, passive money, is my business is all in US dollars. And I live in Canada. So I kind of do the foreign exchange investment kind of thing where all my business is in US, and then when I have to pay myself or in order to pay bills and things like that, I pay myself. I take US, let's say I'll take $10,000 US and then convert it into Canadian. And the US dollar right now is higher than the Canadian dollar. And so at one point, I don't know what it is now, but let's say it's 8%. So right off the bat, if I moved over $10,000, I'd make $800 profit. Now that's good money compared to the 401k or the RSPs where they give you 2% over a year kind of thing. So so that's, it's just extra money, which is great, and it accumulates over time. And another way I make money is speaking. And what's interesting is because of modern technology today, you don't have to be on a stage. You can do it behind a computer. You could do it on a phone. I remember in 2012, I calculated this, but I did well over 50. I was on over well over 50 telesummits where I was interviewed on 50 different telesummits in 2012 talking about Unsinkable, because that was my big thing. And it still is, actually. And yeah, so, I was able to pick up a phone and you dial in and the host interviews you. And then at the end of the interview, you offer your program. For those of you who want to continue this work and really dig deep, I have a really great program and this is what it is. And you send them to your site, you give them a link, and they go and buy it. Also, webinars, another great new technology. We've done so many. My team and I have done several webinar launches. At one point, we had within, I'm not kidding you, this is how crazy it got. Within about 3 week period, we had 97,000 people registered for my Unsinkable webinar. So there's a lot of people who are going through difficult times. So if you happen to be going through a difficult time right now, don't worry, you're not alone. That's all I have to say. And this too shall pass, and great things are waiting for you around the corner. In fact, they have just arrived, okay? Because you're here. I say that all the time, but it's true. So yeah, speaking is a great way to make money, and I make a lot of money doing that. I used to spend a lot of time making speaking on stages, big stages, small stages. When I first was starting, I was speaking at corporate companies. We call them lunch and learns. And I would go to the company and I would put together these really professional media kits kind of thing, and it's really simple. It doesn't cost a lot to get done. And I would just, send it to corporations and say, I'd like to do a lunch and learn at your company, and this is the topic I'd like to talk about. It could be on anything that their employees would be interested in. Could be on weight loss, could be on fitness, could be on personal development, living your greatest life, all different topics, how to lower your blood pressure or whatever your expertise is. You can do that. I started that way. Then I started doing events at libraries, and slowly but surely. And then I was on bigger stages, and I just was recently on a massive stage, alongside Bob Proctor. So, over time things got bigger and bigger. But my biggest thing right now is online speaking, just so you know. So now it's not about me anymore. This is about you. But just to give you, I wanted you to know the various different multiple sources of income I get, I'm making right now. That's what's happening now for me in order to make the seven figures. And so you have an idea. And so now let's figure out 21 ways to make new money for you. Now, again, I'm not saying you have to do 21 things. As you saw, I do a few things, and some of them bring me a little money, and some of them bring me a lot of money. But it doesn't matter. It's all adds up together in the end. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is writing a book. Writing your own book. I'm telling you, I would say like 85% of the population has a book inside them, if not everybody does. And 85% of people want to write one. I'm just making up that percentage. I don't know. But it seems like everyone I talk to wants to write a book, which is exciting. So that's one way to bring extra income. Nowadays, it's so easy to write a book and upload. It doesn't have to be a physical book. It could be an ebook, a Kindle ebook. And there are a lot of courses out there that teaches you how to do that. Now, again, YouTube, Google, all different things that you can start researching to find out the best way to do it. And as time goes on, I'm going to have this resources section inside this program. And every time I see something really great, I'm going to be putting it back there so you could take a look in there regularly. But writing a book is a great way to make extra income. And yes, you have to actually write the book originally. But once it's done, then it's passive income. It's just in there. And people, you can send traffic, you can start promoting it on Facebook, getting your friends to promote it, then it starts going viral. And then people start going to your page and buy it and that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of different marketing ways to do it. But that is one way. Another way is affiliate marketing, which is what I talked about. And what's great about affiliate marketing is you can do this anywhere around the world. You can go on vacation, you can go to Hawaii, you could be at the cottage. Anywhere, as long as you have internet connection. And I don't know where you are, but here in Canada, I have this little thing called a Rogers Rocket, and I carry it with me everywhere I go. And anywhere I go, I have internet. And so if I'm at my parents' house, if I'm in the car, you know, as a passenger, not driving, you know, I can get access to the internet. And that's what's exciting about that. So affiliate marketing is basically you building a list. A mailing list, which is really a community. And once you have, and you might have one already, and there are many different ways that you can build this list. And so, you know, as you're building this list, then slowly but surely you start promoting things to them. And the only thing I want to mention about that, because, you know, affiliate marketing is a phenomenal way to share great stuff with people in your community and, you know, a great way to make money at the same time. However, I do want to mention that whatever you have to promise me, especially if you're just starting and this is all new to you, whatever you decide to promote to your community, that you check out what it is you're promoting, that you're 1,000% in integrity, and you're only promoting really amazing, great things. The bottom line is, before you promote anything, before you click that send button, before you send an email to anyone on your new mailing list, always, this is what I always do, always ask yourself, whatever's written in this email, would I send this to my friends and family members? And then I reread it. And then I go, you know, sometimes I'll reread it and go, wow, that doesn't sound very personal. I wouldn't say that to my friends. I wouldn't talk to them this way. And that's why when you get my emails, they have a much more personal feel to it. And the bottom line is there are human beings behind that email. And sometimes people forget that. And so whatever it is, I want you to feel good about doing it. So, you know, when I find something really amazing, and sometimes it's really only just a free webinar. And what's great is that all you're promoting is the free webinar. And then that person, when they're giving the free webinar, at the end, they usually sell something for anyone who's interested in doing deeper work. And then you get commission on whatever they sell. It's through a special link called an affiliate link. Now, there are a lot of different types of affiliate programs out there to teach you how to do this. It's easy. It's not hard to do. It might seem a little overwhelming at first if you've never had a website before, but you can do it. You can even hire someone to do it for you, okay? Again, check the resources section, and I'm going to try my best to get as many programs in there so you can take a look and see which one resonates with you. Another way is starting a blog. You know, if you have any passions, something that you're so passionate about that you'd love to share your ideas with others around the world, now that we have the internet, what's amazing is you can reach people everywhere around the world. The world has just gotten very much, much, much smaller at this point. And you can actually make money with a blog. Because guess what happens on a blog? You can build a list on a blog because you're going to have an opt-in and on the an opt-in box. And it'll say enter the name and email address. And then you are collecting those email addresses. And so blogging is a great way to build a community, a great way to build your list. It's a great way to sell because you can have affiliate links right inside your copy, whatever it is that you're, you know, article that you're writing about. You know, somebody, I get people always blogging about the Unsinkable Bounce Back System, but what they're blogging about is my webinar. You should attend this webinar. It's so great. She talks about the three steps and it's an affiliate link and they click on it and then people register for it. And if they show up to the webinar and end up buying the program, that person, whoever referred that person that referred that person to the webinar will end up getting commission on it. So blogging. And again, I'm mentioning all these things, and you might be saying, well, yeah, but Sonia, please explain, how do I blog? Each one of these is a course on its own, right? So I'm just giving you ideas, and you might say, oh, that sounds like fun. I want to learn how to do that. And then it's up to you to, you know, take action and start researching different programs out there. There are free programs out there that teach you. There's great articles that teach you how to do blogging, YouTube. It's up to you to get up and go out there. Again, I will offer things as I see things, but I want you to take the initiative to live outside the box, step outside the box, and think outside the box, step outside the box, and live outside the box. I want you to take action and move forward. Sell your own info product. We call it info product, which is basically an information product. And it's basically teaching people how to do something. It's really that simple. So if you have any expertise, it could be on anything. It could be on meditation. It could be on dog training. It could be on something around the health industry, fitness, massage, whatever it is, chiropractic, if you're a chiropractor, and put together a product with your expertise and teaching people how to do something or whatever it is that you're interested in. And what's amazing, there are it says ClickBank. ClickBank is a marketplace where people can go to buy stuff, and people can you don't go to ClickBank to buy stuff. You can go in there to upload your program and sell your program in there. And I personally don't use ClickBank. We do it all ourselves internally, but it's a really great way if you don't want to have a merchant account and all that kind of stuff. What happens is you create your own website and all that kind of stuff, and then you set it up in ClickBank, and there's a whole bunch of affiliates that go to ClickBank and look for products. So let's say you have a law of attraction product that you put together. You can upload it to your page, your sales page to ClickBank, and then the affiliates will look up law of attraction, go, oh, this looks like a good product, and then they get an affiliate and a link, and they start promoting your product. Now, you have to share a percentage with ClickBank, but I know tons of people that use that, and it's very, very effective. Sorry about that. And so that's another way. So again, there are programs out there that teach you how to do this, even ClickBank type of programs, teaching you how to do it and get it on ClickBank. And I mentioned earlier, become a speaker. That's another way. And some of you might be thinking, yeah, I don't really know what to speak about. Well, again, you would be speaking about a passion, that's something that you absolutely love. And you might be thinking, well, I'm not an expert in anything. I don't believe that, but let's say that is what you're thinking. I gave this advice to my brother recently. And I said, listen, if you want to be an expert in something, this is what you do. You pick a topic that you absolutely love and are very passionate about. Could be anything. Could be on Reiki. Could be on massage. Could be on healing, meditation, consulting, sales, life coaching. I don't know. Whatever the topic is that you're super, super passionate about. You go to the bookstore or the library and you find 5 books on that exact topic. And then you go home and read all 5 books from cover to cover. You are now an expert. And I know that sounds crazy, but the reason I'm saying you're an expert is because of what you just read, 5 full books on one topic, you already know more than 95% of the population on that topic. That's really how simple it is. And that's where you begin. That's where you begin, is you need to do the research to really become an expert in the area. And that's, I mean, you know, you read 5 books, you know a lot about it. Let's put something together. And over time, you read more books and more books and learn more and more, and then you make it your own and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, that's the way you become an expert. And that's the way most people out there have become experts in their area. And so, yeah, so then you'd be an expert, and then you can become a speaker, and you can find different places to speak. And sometimes people pay you to speak, and sometimes they pay you a lot of money to speak, and sometimes they pay you a little bit of money to speak, and sometimes they don't pay you anything to speak. But then remember, if you're writing a book, you can sell your book at the back of the room. So you're making extra money there. Or if there's a product, an info product you created, and you turn them into CDs, for instance, and you have a CD package in the, you know, put together, you can sell that as well. So there's a lot of different ways that you can make new money. Becoming a life coach. I actually, it's funny because a lot of these things I've done. I'm not a life coach anymore, but that's how I first began in 2006. I started as a life coach and I started coaching people. I just love motivating people to live their greatest lives and just watching them one by one achieve greatness in their lives, in so many areas of their lives, was just so fulfilling that I decided I wanted to do it on a much, much bigger level. Rather than one-on-one, I wanted to do many thousands, tens of thousands on one. And so that is what I do now. But becoming a life coach is very fulfilling and a great way. And they actually get paid very well. There are life coaches out there, who are charging $200 an hour or more. And so, maybe when you're first starting, you won't be charging that, maybe only $100 an hour. But whatever it is, it's still decent money. And, even if you just have 5 sessions a week, that's right off the bat, 500 or 1,000, depending on how much you're charging per week for 5 hours. So, become a life coach. Make stuff and sell it. Again, I'm just throwing out just all kinds of crazy different ideas of new ways to make money and see if this triggers anything inside you or excites you. If you like making stuff and you're very creative, and I know several people and several of my friends that love, are very creative and artistic. And, if you like making jewelry, if you like doing pottery, there are sites that you can sell your stuff on. And for instance, Etsy.com is one place. It actually sells a whole bunch of stuff. It sells clothes even. And, you can just, create whatever it is. You take a picture of it, you upload it to the site and say, "Hey, this is what I'm selling. I'm selling it for $75. Do you want it?" And they buy it on the site, and then you get the order and you just ship it to the person, and then you get paid by Etsy. So, that, if I'm not mistaken, that's how it works. I personally haven't used it myself, but I know that that's like a big trend now is Etsy, where you can basically sell anything that you make and put it on there, and it gets a lot of traffic. So that's another way. Teaching or tutoring services. Now, that's, I mean, do you have any special services you can offer? It could be tutoring math or reading or teaching how to play the piano or an instrument. Whatever it is, you can advertise your independent services through word of mouth or Craigslist, or joining an online tutor finding service like Wisent.com. Again, you need to research, go out there and find out that area that you want to create new money. Learn as much as you possibly can about that topic and how to do it. I can't stress this enough. You have to do exactly what successful people do to be successful. Don't just do it like, "Well, she wrote a book, so I'll make millions and like she did, and so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to write a book and put it on Kindle and it'll work." Well, no, you need to know how that person made that kind of money. Exactly what they did. They didn't just write a book. Right? They did a wrote a book and they did other stuff. What's the other stuff? So it's important to really learn it the right way. In this case, with teaching and tutoring, there's so many ways to advertise to get new clients and customers, and it's the exact same thing like I said before. I mean, you could put it up at the grocery store, at the library. I see these signs all over the place. You just need a few extra clients, per week or per month, and you're already making extra money right there. And again, some of these things are a lot of money and some of them are not so much, but you pick whatever you want and you decide, when you start adding them all up together at the end of the year, that's a lot of money. And then, of course, there's consulting. Consulting is a great way as well. Now, if you have any kind of expertise from a profession that you're currently doing or previously have done, I also have done this. I've done a lot of stuff. I've been around for a while. What I've done with consulting is I used to work in the fitness industry. I worked in the fitness industry for 7 years, and I used to manage health clubs. And I also used to, at one point, managed 5 health clubs, 5 downtown Toronto health clubs. And I know how to turn clubs around. So if there were any health clubs that were doing poorly, sales-wise and business-wise, the company would always send me to those clubs to manage those, turn them around, make them profitable, and then they would send me to another club. So that's a pretty good expertise to have, and it's pretty niche. So I decided to get out of the fitness industry. I only did this for a year because after a while I realized that's not really what I wanted to do. But yeah, I created a consulting company called Club Training Forum, and I would go into health clubs that are suffering and teach them how to turn things around. And they paid me some really, really good money, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Just think about it. It was exciting for me because I created my own business for the very first time, and people actually wanted my services. And so that's just an example. So I've done that as well. Become a mystery shopper. This is so bizarre. Do you know that there are people out there that there are companies out there, mystery shopping com shopping com mystery shopper companies that regular companies hire people from the mystery shopper company to actually shop their employees. And when I say shop, I mean it's to really uphold their customer service. They want to see how customers are being treated. So they send people, these mystery shoppers. So can you imagine getting paid to shop? Wouldn't that be fun? And you can shop on not online. I'm not sure if they, I'm pretty sure it's not online, but you can do the mystery, be a mystery shopper over the phone. You can be a mystery shopper in person, where you're actually going into a store or into a company and that kind of stuff. And I've never done this, but I've been on the other side of a mystery shopper because in the fitness industry, they used to always send mystery shoppers to my clubs. And then you get this long report explaining their experience, this mystery shopper's experience at your health club, at my health club. And you know who the employee was, what did they say, how they were treated. They were rated, you know, 1 out of 10 on different areas. And every time I got one, that envelope, that mystery shopper envelope, my knees would start shaking and pray. I would pray that it was okay because it always go to head office. But that's actually a job, and you can get paid to do that. So something for you to look into. That sounds like a fun thing to do, actually. Not a fun thing to have done to you, but fun to actually do. You can be a freelancer, depending on what your expertise, what is your expertise? What are you really good at? Are you good at writing? Are you great at graphic design? You know, there's so many different things that you if you, are you great at photography, which is actually the next one as well. You know, what is it? And you can make extra money just freelancing your services. Whatever that would be. And again, you can research that as well. And often these freelancing jobs are from home. Maybe you're an expert in social media. Maybe you manage to just have 100,000 people on your Facebook fan page, and you have this expertise that everybody, you know, who does what you do or who has a fan page would love to learn. All of a sudden, you can offer your services. Actually, that could be a product for you. Right? You could be a speaker on that topic. There's just so much you can do. So, and you can offer the services to help people increase their fan page likes. And, you know, so there's maybe, you know, you're a programmer and you want to, you know, freelance your services for programming, computer programming. Another thing is photography, like I mentioned earlier. And the reason I want to put photography there, and some of you are thinking, yeah, that's pretty great. Or some of you are thinking, photography, I don't. You know, I'm not good at photography, so that's not good for me. Well, the thing is this, is it doesn't matter if you're not good at photography, you can always learn how to be great at photography by just taking a course. Okay, so don't let these obstacles stand in your way. You buy a camera and you take a course, you take really good pictures, and you all of a sudden now are a photographer, and you can freelance as a photographer, you can have your own business as a photographer, you can become a photographer for weddings, you can become a photographer for you know, portraits. And there's even some another side of photography where you can upload your pictures to stock photography sites like istockphoto.com. I go on there all the time, and I always buy pictures on there for these presentations. Actually, this picture was from there. And you upload your pictures, and once they are up there, you actually get paid. If somebody actually buys your pictures from that site, you get paid a percentage of all the sales. So there's a lot of different ways. I had to put this in because I'm a dog lover, and I've always said that if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, and if I wasn't doing much and I was trying to figure out a way to make money, I would be a dog walker. But I would actually be more than a dog walker because I probably have a dog walking business and hire other dog walkers to walk dogs as well. Okay, because that's just the way I think. So yeah, I'd be walking dogs because I love dogs. But I would also probably hire 10 other people to become dog walkers and get them to all have clients, and then they get paid by the hour, and I, you know, make profit off of that. But you know, I'm just throwing it in there just to show you how many different ways you can make new money. And you might just want to do it on weekends, or you might want to do it you know, just to help people who are on vacation and you take in their animal. I personally, every time I travel, I have to leave my dog with someone. I just don't feel comfortable dropping the dog off at a kennel. It just for me, it just doesn't feel good. He's never been in a cage before, so it doesn't. If he has been crated in the past, then that's different. But he hasn't, so I love the fact that I can leave my dog with somebody trustworthy. You can sell your clutter on eBay. Now, I'm just throwing out stuff for how you can make money fast. So again, there's money that you can make a lot of money, and it'll take a while to put it together, write a book. And by the way, you can write a book really fast. It doesn't have to take years. I actually wrote, I'm not kidding you, The Law of Attraction, plain and simple, in 2 weeks. I think it was 12 days actually. And the most lucrative 12 days, I guess, of my life probably. But yeah, I wrote that book really, really quickly. It was just kind of downloaded, and I just dedicated that time to write this book. And it came through very, very quickly. Unsinkable took 2 years, so it was a little different. I really took my time writing that because I knew it was a very, very deep book, and it's dealing with people going through very difficult times. So it was very important for me to dig very deep to be able to truly be able to get that message out. The Law of Attraction, obviously I dug deep in that as well, but it's not as personal, so it was not as hard to write. It was it just was downloaded. It was much easier. So just so you know, so don't think it'll take you years to write a book. You can write a book in 3 days if you want to. And it doesn't even, when you're doing Kindle stuff, it doesn't even have to be a long book. It could be 25 pages. So sell your clutter on eBay. So if you have a lot of stuff and you don't have a lot of money, but you have a lot of stuff, think of getting rid of your stuff so you can make a lot of money. Clutter is not good anyway. Clutter actually has negative energy. So if you're living around clutter or you're working around clutter, it's time to clear that all up. It's time to clear that all up because that definitely has energy. And you want to be around positive energy. And so you want space and openness. And if you read up on feng shui, clutter is not good. You definitely want to declutter. And so why not sell it on eBay? And it's really easy. You just create an account, you take a picture of what it is that you're selling, and you upload it, and then people bid for it, and then the highest bidder wins it, and you ship it to them, and you get paid, and it's really simple. And if you don't want to do eBay, you can always do the old-fashioned garage sale to get rid of all your stuff and your clutter. And you don't make as much money with a garage sale because you're almost giving stuff away. But there's two good things there is that you're giving stuff away, so you're getting rid of clutter. Two, there's a, if you have a lot of stuff, like I remember when this is kind of sad, actually. Before we lost the house, we knew we were going to walk away from the house. This is a few years ago. And we decided to sell, like, we knew what we were going to keep when we were leaving, but we sold so much stuff. And in one day, we made over $2,000 that we sold a whole bunch of stuff. So, that's one way of making money fast. There's no question. So, again, if you're in a position where you need to make money fast, I'm just throwing out some ideas. Get rid of the stuff you have. Another strange idea is rent out a spare room. So if you happen to have a home or an apartment with an extra room, that's another opportunity to make money. If that resonates with you, the bottom line there's depending on where you live in New York or wherever where it's super expensive, you can make anywhere between $250 to $1,000 a month depending on where you live, what your house is like, and that adds up at the end of the year. So that's another way. Another way to make new money is offer services. So, it depends, for instance, maybe gardening is a really big thing for you and you're really great at it and people are always saying how beautiful your garden is and you just have such a passion for it. Well, why don't you turn that into a little company? Offer those services to your neighbors and immediately, right off the bat, you'll start getting clients. And again, all you have to do is advertise it around your neighborhood. Or maybe it's lawn maintenance or shoveling snow. Now, I'm again just throwing out ideas. New money is what we're looking for here. Different things outside the box. The next one is ask your boss for a raise. Yes, ask your boss for a raise. And, you know, what's interesting is, you know, we're trying to figure out different ways to make money. And sometimes all we have to do is ask. I mean, what's the worst they can do is say no. You know, as long as you're coming from a place of love, when you go and ask them and say, you know, and have a really good argument, not like, I need money, can you give me a raise? That's not a good argument, because remember, business is business. But, you know, if you have a good argument where it's like, I've been working here for 3 years and I love working here and I want to continue working here, and you know, I've been really putting in my, you know, 200% to this job, and I'm just wondering, is there a possibility where I could get a raise in my salary? And then be quiet. Because every time you ask for quote unquote the sale, which is what you're doing right now, you always be quiet and wait for the other person to reply. Because they're, during that silence, they are thinking and thinking about what to say to you. And the longer the silence is, the better it is. Because chances are, usually when there's a long silence, the answer is usually yes. And if they say no, then that's fine. You at least you tried. But one thing for sure, if you don't ask, chances are you're not going to get it. So you might as well ask. Another thing you can do is rent out your parking spot. Now, this is kind of weird, but I actually did this too. When I first moved to Toronto, I had a parking spot, but I didn't have a car. Or maybe you have a car and you can park it somewhere else. And meanwhile, you could rent out your spot and you can make extra money. I used to rent out my parking spot for $150 a month. And this was in 1994. So it was a long time ago. And so $150 was probably worth $500 today. I lived right in downtown Toronto. So I was doing that for quite a while until I actually bought a car, and then I needed a spot because I was right downtown Toronto and spots are hard to find. But anyway, that's another way. Taking surveys, you know, I've heard that, I haven't done this myself, but I've heard that people actually get paid to take surveys. There's companies out there that pay you to do these surveys. And so you might want to look into that. I mean, how hard can it be to take a survey? And another way is, the last way that I want to discuss is becoming a virtual assistant. And what's great about becoming a virtual assistant is you are working from home. So if you're a mom with kids, a stay-at-home mom, maybe you're retired, and you want to make a little extra money, you can become a virtual assistant. You know, normally you need to have some good organizational skills, and you know, there's different administrative duties that you would be doing, and making phone calls and booking appointments for somebody. And you know, I used to have a virtual assistant. Now I have, that person isn't my operations manager, but yeah, so that is a up and coming profession, actually, virtual assistant. And there are virtual assistant companies out there. Or maybe you want to create a virtual assistant company where you hire other virtual assistants and your assistants, and you are offering that service to people who need virtual assistants. So again, look it up online and find different ways and learn more about it. And that's it. Those are the 21 ways. Just sample examples. And again, I'm putting together a resources page for you. So keep on going back to the program, look on that page, see what I have there. I'm going to continue adding more and more and more. So over the months, you're going to see a lot more resources in there as time goes on. So make sure you check out the resources section of the program. And you know what? Of course, we have to end with an exercise, because I'm not letting you off the hook here, because this is it. This is your life, and it's time to make things happen. And so the first exercise is, and this is it. This is the exercise. So up till now, in the last module, I asked you to find 10 new ways to make money. I'm actually only asking you to choose three now. So you've thought about many, many different ways. I just gave you many different crazy ideas. Some are crazier than others. Some of them you might have rolled your eyes at, and some of like, oh my God, I never even thought of that. And so I just wanted to show you how many different ideas you can come up with. And it probably kind of triggered some ideas in your own mind. I'm asking you now to choose three ways to make new money. I want you to create a solid action plan and take action now. Now, if three feels a little overwhelming to you, I would still choose three and then start on one. Because you can do three over a year, but you need to start somewhere. And so if writing a book is your first thing, then you know, write a book, and you need to create a solid action plan around that. And what I always say is start with the end in mind. When do you want to have this book finished and published and up on Kindle, for instance? Well, if you say, I want this done in 2 months, and then you pick an actual date, then you move back and say, okay, so what do I need to do to ensure that I get this done in 2 months? And if you put together your, plan for your book and you know how many chapters you have, and just for, the sake of making this easy to, easy to calculate, let's say there's only 6 chapters in your book and you want to, you need 6 weeks to write it and then 2 weeks to get it edited, formatted and put onto Kindle. You're giving yourself a lot of time there. So, if you have six chapters to write, maybe you can write 1 chapter a week. That's what it is in 6 weeks. Or if you have 12 chapters, you have to write 2 chapters a week if you want to get it done in 6 weeks in order to get it formatted, edited, and uploaded to Kindle. And so, just taking action and making sure that every single day you are moving forward, moving in front of you, taking one step at a time, every day you're moving forward toward your goal, and eventually you will get there. And so, that is the bottom line, is setting, not just talking about it, it's about taking those ideas and plans from that shelf, remember that someday shelf, and putting it on the today shelf. And so, I'm asking you to choose 3 ways, and I'm hoping that you are committed to making this happen, because I've been committed to creating this program for you, and I know that if you follow everything in this program and really follow it to a T and start taking action right now, taking action to make new money along with elevating your vibration, shifting your mindset, money will be flowing. Money will be flowing easily, freely, and from everywhere. Make sure that poster is printed up several times and posted everywhere and fold it up and put it in your wallet and all that kind of stuff. Make sure it's with you everywhere you go. And of course, continue to listen to the AM and PM activations for financial abundance. This is something you're going to want forever. Forever, not just, for now, for a week or 2 weeks. This is something you'll be listening to all the time. And it's just a great way to elevate your vibration and allow yourself to open up to receive. So when you're feeling closed, when you're feeling like, I feel really restrained, this really opens you up. You want that. You don't want any obstacles in your way, anything sabotaging your success around money. And this will help you. And so those are the 2 things. Take action on 3 ways to make new money and make it happen, and listen to AM and PM activations every day. And I'm saying 3 ways just to get you started. You know everything that you want to do. And you know which ones you picked which will make more money than others. The bottom line is to create multiple streams of income so that way you can achieve the financial abundance you want and make sure you choose things that you're passionate about so you don't feel like you're working extra. And hopefully you're picking things that, yeah, there'll be some things you have to put more effort in, but also picking things that are more passive. So you know that once you wrote that book, then that's passive income coming to you later. And as you move forward, then you'll create some other passive income. And then, a year from now, you've got all these different areas that money's coming to you. And some will be small and some will be bigger, but in the end, it turns into a lot of money. And so I'm wishing you all the luck in the world. You don't even need luck at this point because now you have all the tools and all the strategies to make this happen. I'm wishing you all the best. And as always, I'm sending you lots and lots and lots of love and light. Take care. Bye.